Let me ask you, actually, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. So earlier, we were kind of talking, and you were saying that you have some conflict within your spirit on, like, different things pertaining to, like, God and, like, you know, being spiritual, going to church, things like that. So tell me a little bit more about, like, your history with, like, you know, your relationship with God.
Okay.
And then what is the confliction with?
So I was raised in church as a Christian. I think I started like getting a little confused, being influenced by the world and when this new spiritual stuff started coming up. And I was a person that was sending the Rich Rising and Grand Rising text messages. I don't anymore. If you do it, you do it. Nothing wrong with it. But I stopped doing it. I think I was just following, being a follower. But I seen a lot of good in it, but it just didn't make sense to me. But I guess my confliction came from just the Bible, feeling like sometimes, again, what we were saying in the podcast, I don't be hearing God sometimes. Not understanding certain situations. A young lady that I knew 2 years ago got killed. And in my head, I'm like, that can't be her story. One of my best friends at a young age got killed. In my head, that can't be a story, because that's why I wanted to get back to in the podcast. I couldn't think about it, but it was that cliche, everything gonna be okay. Is it though? Because how many people said that to them, it's gonna be okay, and it didn't end okay. And my thing is, how was that their story? Like, I just don't understand how their story ended. So I guess my confliction come from also not understanding what the definition of blessings really mean, because this world make it seem like blessings are material things. And then how do you know what really is a blessing when it come to you? Like, if it's like some money, is that a blessing, or is that just something that just came to you? So my confliction is just the worldly things. I'm just conflicted. Like, and I know a lot of people that's conflicted, and I know a lot of people that was raised as Christians and literally say they're conflicted right now. But my roots are still in Christians, because I ain't gonna lie, when people be speaking about it, that's not nothing Christian for, I don't know what you talking about. It be making it kind of irritate me a little bit too, because like, it bothered my spirit a little bit. But not my bad. Go ahead. Yo.
No, you're good. So first thing first, when you first started off, you had said that you have questions about the word of God.
Yes.
But then in the same breath, you said that you don't hear him.
Yeah.
You can't hear him if you don't understand his word.
Right.
So I hear so many different things about, like, people saying, like, who wrote the Bible, things like that. Like, I understand that whole controversy. I get it. People have their thing, you know. And there's sometimes I read stuff in the Bible. It's like, okay, how did this even happen? Like, you know, side eye. But at the same time, it's like, that's when you pray for understanding. Now, if you're in a situation to where, like we had mentioned earlier, you're in a season, you don't understand what's going on, like God isn't hearing you. You know what I'm saying? When you're in a season like that, I get it. Because I've been there. But I know with obedience and consistency and just discipline and not like feeding my flesh or like getting into that cycle that the enemy really wants you to get in, like the bait of Satan. He wants you to fall for that bait of, yeah, nah, he ain't hearing you, bro. Like, it ain't gonna get no better than this. You see, like you said, you lost people. You see how their story ended. It's gonna be your same. No, it's not. And I rebuke the devil.
Yeah. Nah, I don't feel like that's gonna be me, but I just don't. I can't. And maybe this is the problem with humans. We try to understand things that we're not supposed to understand. I think that's our problem. We try to wrap our hand around. And then I guess my thing is, like, I don't know. Like, I guess, like, free will. Do we really have free will? You know, and I don't know. Like, how do you win in this life?
How do you win? Oof, that's a good question. I think I'm trying to figure it out now. How do I find happiness? How do I win, you know? And I don't know. There's one other thing you had said earlier, though. Something about, like, looking at more of, like, how the world view things. When we're looking at how the world view things, like with blessings, for instance, when we're looking at it from that type of, like, point of view or that lens, we won't ever understand it in a spiritual realm. You need to tap into a deeper a deeper understanding or a deeper lens. That's why when sometimes I pray, I ask God to cover my natural eyes and open up my spiritual. Because the spiritual is a raw real. You're going to start seeing people fruits, and you're going to start seeing people in situations for what it is.
Yeah. I wanted to say this to it, because as you was talking, I was thinking about that as far as spiritual. I think young people... Was you raised in church?
No.
You wasn't?
No.
Whoa. That's deep. Mm-hmm. Well, what I was going to say was... I feel like young people that was raised in church got a different type of connection spiritually because of their faith in God, even if they wavered away.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I don't know, you gave me a different perspective. I think
I was not raised in church.
That's deep. Mm-mm. Wow. How was your perspective growing up in life then? Because mine was always like, knew God.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say this. I grew up in a Christian family. But my mom wasn't the type, every Sunday you get up, you're going to church three times. No, definitely not. I barely went to church as a kid. Mm. This is literally the most I've ever went to church ever in my life. Now, with that, I would say growing up, I knew who God was. But I was like, I told you, when I got to college, well, it was turned up. I wasn't going to church. I wasn't doing that. I was outside with my friends.
I was outside.
With my friends. Mm. And again, I'm not even friends with those people no more because my lifestyle has changed. My perspective has changed.
So are you surrounding yourself with more Christians?
Trying to figure out who actually a Christian for real. And who's just trying to get close to me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They play those type of games?
Oh, yes. So you mean to tell me? You trying to get closer to God just to get closer to me? Now... sometimes that is a good thing, because I mean, you're leading people to Christ. But if the only reason you're trying to get closer to God is just to show me like, oh, yeah, I follow God, I read my Bible, I pray, this, that, and the third, just to get close to me, just for me to be like, oh, he's a man of God or a woman of God to be, you know, friends with or whatever. It's just like, no, I see you. I see your spirit.
So do you have a group of Christian friends yet?
Yeah. I love them bad.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah. But I don't have any like male friends that are like in the church and stuff like that, which I feel like that's coming, but right now I don't. And it's also me understanding, never mind. But
Wow.
Okay, I was going to say, this is what I was going to say. Sometimes being friends with males are hard because I'm super nice. Like I love to smile, I love to laugh. Like I'm just Brila and I don't know how not to be her. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So it's like when I'm me, sometimes people take that as if like, oh, she's interested in me, or like she's too nice. It's just who I am. I'm like this with everybody.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's just like sometimes that kind of gets like confused, you know. It's like, no, but anyway, yeah.
So how long ago did you start your journey?
2021, for real, like actually locked in. Yeah,
it seemed like you've been going hard though.
I've been trying.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I've been trying my best, but recently I've been just trying so hard, man. I've been trying so hard to just keep myself on track and not go back to the different things I used to do. And it's so hard. It's like you feel like you got one thing mastered and something else comes. You feel like you're obedient in one area, to where I used to struggle with just something just I feel like a lot of people struggle with, don't even talk about it, but struggle with that so bad. I got a handle on that. God gave me the strength to get a handle on that. Now I don't do it no more. Now something else is in my life. And it's like, yeah. You catching my drift?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, now I'm trying to get strength not to fall into sin, but it's just so hard.
It definitely is. But I think we just human. So I think we fight in a daily battle with our flesh, with our mind, with our soul, with the reality of the world that we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere. It's evil, literally. This world is so evil.
It is.
It's crazy to even think about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you read articles and you would be like, damn, that's in this world?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Man killed three people down the street, put them in the house, and that was just down the street. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What would even make somebody
do that?
So yeah. I guess, I don't know, that's my confusion too. Like, how can a rapist live to 100, or kill it, like, all these people live to 100? But my auntie that got cancer, leave her son at 3. Mm-hmm. Or, mm-hmm. you know, just all different scenarios. I just can't understand. But again, like we had said, maybe it's not for us to understand.
Yeah.
Maybe our mind can't even understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's why so many of the young people deal with depression, because we live in this world trying to figure out so much.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like there's a lot of pressure of figuring it out. Yep. Like you had said earlier, you get on social media, you see these people. Like, I literally look at people like, that's my age. Dang, she got a Benz. She in a Tesla. I'm talking about panoramic roof. Like,
mm-hmm.
okay, I'm a graduate student. Yeah, I got a nice apartment or whatever. But it's like, I want that. I'm trying to get a Wrangler.
Yeah.
Can't even get that. But it's okay. We're going to get there. But I get that feeling of like the pressure of just trying to figure it out, the pressure of trying to live a soft girl life and all that. It's hard. It's a lot of pressure. While also definitely. Navigating through like past traumas that, you know, that you have to deal with every day. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah. I wish I would have talked about that a little bit more on a podcast, because I think that's what bothers me. And that's why I feel like I've been going so hard this year. I'm talking about, I think 2 weeks ago, I cried, kept thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, I really put my all into this year. And I got a lot of kids. So that's pretty much why I'm kind of moving forward with from the entrepreneurship so heavy and mm-hmm. prioritizing other things. Because my life a little bit different. I can't go as hard in my entrepreneur because it's up and down.
Mm-hmm.
1 week it may be up, 1 week it may be down. And as a father, I can't be inconsistently financially.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Especially with that many kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what bothers me, and that's what I be thinking about too. I'm like, dang. But I just feel like, dang, well, at least I tried. At least people, like, at least my mom and my people, my kids can see that I did try.
Yeah. And even though you're giving up, like, the entrepreneurship aspect of things, I think you should still keep having your events. Like, you don't know what you do for people when you hold them in them, when you have those events and having them in those type of spaces, right?
Mm.
I've never been in no space like that until I started coming to, like, first one I had went to was a roundtable, the businesswoman roundtable event that you had.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first event and I was nervous. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm, like I said, I'm fresh here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Straight out of college, trying to figure out, okay, where are my people at for real? And again, in that room, I've made some connections, but I wouldn't have been able to make those connections if it wasn't for you having those events.
Mm.
So continue to have those events, because you do not know what you're doing for people, for real.
Hmm.
And you may not see it, or you may not feel like, okay, well, it's not really benefiting me none, but what is it doing for the people?
Yeah. I agree. That's why, like, next year I plan on making bigger events so it could be more impactful too.
Yeah.
Like I was telling you, I had an idea for you for an event, just in the Christian world, just in general, but I don't want to make it seem like that, but I definitely got a idea for something huge. But to continue to create them spaces, because I was a person that was an introvert 2021.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to no events, so I wasn't who I was today. It was so hard for me to even speak on camera. I was so nervous.
Really?
Like, yeah, I used to practice like putting the camera up and I would turn it on and then start talking just to be talking. But I realized, like, you're not talking to nobody right now, but you really literally gonna be talking to somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, so they going to feel your energy. That's why I was saying, like, if you're in the comments, say that. But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For real. And I think with you, what I get, like, from some of the stuff that you post and things like that, or just hearing you talk, like, literally earlier, we literally skipped past it, for real. I ain't going to lie to you.
We did. Hey, I almost cried first 3 minutes.
We skipped past it, but you had said, like, you feel like you failed in life.
Yeah.
That's a very bold thing to say about yourself, knowing that you're only 26.
I know.
Give yourself some type of grace, and like the same grace you give other people, the same grace you gave your dad, give it to yourself.
Mm.
That's real.
I don't know. I think that's easier to say. I don't know. I mean, yeah, we did skip past it.
We literally did. And I promise you, I was about to get on you for real. I really was. But hey, I don't know.
Hey, hey, I ain't gonna lie. What's crazy is, why did I feel myself get a little emotional when I had said that? Then you started asking me questions. I said, oh snap. If we would have kept going, I would have definitely cried. That was crazy. But yeah, I just feel like I failed at this life. I feel like I cheated. Me and my children's mother cheated each other out of our childhoods or our early 20s. We have a very unique situation. I only have one children mother and five kids with her. So you got to think how that plays an effect on her and me.
So you have five kids with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got to think. Moving forward, she's 26. Mm-hmm. So her potential man is going to look at that. She never got the date in her 20s. Mm-hmm. So all the trauma that I caused, she got to work on right now or before she get with her the dude that she want to be with. And so I feel like, dang, I robbed her of that. I got robbed as well. And I feel like we both robbed each other of that, because it's like, dang, I'm 26 with five kids, which, and that, it don't bother me with getting with. But at the same time, it's just a very just different situation. And that kind of bothers me too. That's one of the reasons, not having kids at a young age, but the decisions I made, like just building trauma between me and her. I'm still traumatized from a lot of things. And so.
With her? Or just like past things in your life?
With her and past things. Mm-hmm. With her as well. Because like people don't understand, when you're young and you have kids, I don't even know how to be a father because I've never seen a father. Like, even now, I've been reading books on fatherhood, because I discipline my daughters how my mother disciplined me. That's not how fathers... I need to learn how fathers discipline kids. Mm-hmm. So that's been my journey. But people don't understand, when you're a kid and you have a kid, and then you're trying to be in a relationship, but I feel like I always say I was a father before I became a man. Mm. And so now I'm trying to be in a relationship. I'm a kid. I don't know how to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
And now we going back and forth, because now I don't know how to be a father and I don't know how to be a man to my woman. Mm-hmm. So now it causes all type of bad stuff between. Yeah. Yeah. And now trauma. And then now I'm a child. So I'm saying hurtful things. She done opened up to me about things, and now I'm using them as weapons. So now she's scarred up. Now when we get a little bit older and a little bit mature, she's still hurt from what I said.
Yeah.
Or I'm still hurt from what she said. But now we both living in the past, so how do we move on from that?
I want to ask you something about...
Go ahead.
I should ask
you. No, go ahead.
You said, now...
Yeah.
Hear me out.
Okay.
To have five kids with one person...
Mm-hmm.
Says a lot. First, you know?
Yeah.
Now, you had said, like, for her... next man, like, you know, he probably whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A real man won't care, but
that's true. My daddy married a woman with seven kids.
Like, it happened. It happened.
None of them was his.
See,
so you're right. Go
it
ahead.
It happened for real. But what if, like, right now may not be the time for y'all to be together? But have y'all thought about rekindling, or like, what if she actually is the one that you're supposed to be with? Going to therapy together is something that y'all can do.
I'm glad you said that. And that's the funny thing. So somebody asked me that a couple weeks ago. Would you be with your children's mother? I said, yes, if she goes to therapy. But this is the funny part. And it made me laugh. I said, what if she go to therapy and be like, I don't even want him no more. She didn't hear it. It was like, oh, I'm cool. I done moved on from you. I done healed from you. Another guy's got something else for me. But I really think if she go to therapy, oh my goodness.
What if y'all can, why can't y'all just go together? Why can't you initiate, like, hey, would you want to go to therapy with me? I know we both.
I don't want to go through no relationship therapy type stuff. I'm cool off that.
But the trauma happened in the relationship.
It happened in the relationship, but it's other trauma outside of that.
Gotcha.
That,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That needs to be, because that's what kind of created some of the trauma in the relationship, past traumas before one of us. So, like, for instance, my mother. I wasn't raised in a household with affection and I love yous and hugs.
Oh, okay.
So now that affects my relationship with her, because I don't know how to be affectionate. And I don't. And the weird part is, I want it, but I don't know how to give it.
It makes you feel like.
Yes.
Mm.
But I've learned how to now.
Yeah. Well, that's good that you learned that. Did you learn that for yourself or for her?
My daughter taught me.
That's good.
When she was little, I think like one, two, she used to want a lot of hugs, and it used to make me cringe because I never got it growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird because, again, I do want it, but I don't know how to receive it either.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You feel like cringy.
Yeah.
Okay, I love
so
you,
like
but...
even now to this day, my mother, if I try to hug her, she'll what you doing? If I say I love you, she probably won't even say it back.
Really?
Yeah. But I know she do. Mm-hmm. But like, she wasn't raised in the household with
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I was about to say that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and then your grandma wasn't raised. It's a cycle.
Yeah.
Cycle.
That got to be break somewhere. So, yeah. I don't know. If she go to therapy, though.
You would definitely.
She probably be cold because.
She probably be cold.
Yeah, she probably be something serious. But then again, she go to therapy. She probably be like, ha. Oh, so, mm-hmm. Well, we got this. But, yeah, if we go to therapy, she her blindfold probably be off. I'm like, oh, nah, that's what I was in love with. I'm cool.